Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2015 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gavalón, CEO of IMC, Mr. José Agoste, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavalón. Please, Mr. Gavalón, you may proceed.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's results conference call for the first quarter 2014. Firstly, we'd like to thank you all for participating on the call, and I will talk today about the company's current strategy, and then I will pass the floor to José, who will comment on the year's highlights and our operating and financial results. As mentioned in previous results conference calls, in recent months, we have been focusing on improving processes and reducing expenses in line with our cash generation strategy. We review our growth plans in order to reduce our CapEx in 2015, and it's also worth mentioning the fiscal restructuring already concluded to minimize our tax burden in Brazil. Our cost structure is being negatively impacted by the increasing rents in Brazilian private airports. This is a generalized effect that we are seeing in the recent privatization of the airports in Brazil. To mitigate this effect, we are, as we speak, in negotiations with two of our largest contractors, Guarulhos and Brasília, where we have made already a proposal on lowering the rent or adding additional square footage in those particular airports. We're also focusing on back-to-basics procedures, same-store sales, suggestive selling, and controlling our costs in every store in our operations of airports in Brazil. Also, on the product development program, we have worked together to centralize a lot of products that were not before. So to give you an example, we are now using the same cheese bread for all of our brands in Brazil. That generates not only synergies on the logistics side, but also on the food cost side. All these initiatives are being, as we speak, in the process. We are not finished yet. We are working on getting better results for the airports. We are happy to announce that our shopping mall business in Brazil is growing, and not only on the sales side, but also on the EBITDA side. And we are working, and José will give you details on the Frango Asado side of what we are doing to make a more profitable business. I will now pass the floor to José, who will give you the highlights of the first quarter 2015 on operating and financial results. Thank you.
Thank you, Javier, and good morning, everyone. We'll start our presentation on slide number two, which shows our first quarter 2015 highlights. Total sales grew almost 24% in the quarter, reaching 455 million reais. If we exclude Margaritaville, which we acquired on April 1 of last year, total growth was equal to  7.9%. Another highlight of the quarter was the same-store sales growth of 7.3%. EBITDA also showed a healthy growth of 11% when compared to first quarter 2014, and a growth of 45% when compared to non-adjusted EBITDA. As far as net income goes, we were able to revert the trend seen in prior quarters, and we posted a positive net income. Also, following our objectives mentioned in last call, we had a 53% increase in operating cash flow. Part of that was achieved by a 5 million reais reduction in taxes paid in the quarter as a result of the fiscal restructuring completed in December. On slide number 3, we give an overview of the evolution of the number of stores. We finished the quarter with 410 units, 27 more than the first quarter of last year. 7 more in airports, 4 new in malls, and 15 new units in Margaritaville. At the end of 2014, we had 413 units, and since then, we've closed 3 temporary units that we had in airports that were under renovations. On slides 4 and 5, we'll review the sales for the period. As mentioned previously, total sales were 454 million for the quarter, which represented a growth of almost 24% over first quarter 2014. Same-store sales were 7.3% at a company-wide level, with airports showing the highest increase at 14.2%. Highways had a 2.2% same-store sales growth, pushed up by a 5.4% increase in fuel sales, while food sales came in at 0.3%. In recent months, we have experienced a decline in the number of vehicles in the highways in which we operate. To complete malls, we had a same-store sales growth of 1.4% and 10.4% in the others segment. Continuing to page 5, we show our sales by region, segment, and currency. On this slide, a strategy of business diversification away from Brazil becomes clearer. As you can see, sales in Brazil, and consequently in reais, fell from 70% of the total to 59% when comparing first quarter this year to first quarter of 2014, while sales in dollars increased from 16% to 29% of total, mainly due to the acquisition of Margaritaville. On slide number 6, we show our gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit grew 21% in the quarter to a total of 136.5 million reais. Gross margin was at 30%, 70 basis points lower than the same quarter of 2014. This reduction was mainly due to the new units in the Guarulhos Airport, which are still in ramp up, and the passenger flow changes at Guarulhos and Brasilia that we have experienced, resulting in lower dilution of store-level costs. Another negative effect is the seasonality of Margaritaville, which during the first quarter is still in the low season, resulting in a higher labor cost. On the other hand, we saw an improvement in the raw materials cost this quarter as a result of tighter controls and the positive effect of the lower Margaritaville food cost. On slide number 7, we review our expense line. Operating expenses represented 27.4% of sales in first quarter 2015, compared to 26.8% last year. This line is being negatively impacted by the 41% increase in rent expense, mainly due to the new concession contracts of Brazilian Air Force. As previously mentioned, Margaritaville has a different cost structure than the rest of operations, and the seasonality is also different from the rest of the company. Excluding Margaritaville, operating expenses would have been 26.2% of sales, lower than last year. On slide number 8, we review our EBITDA for the period. EBITDA for the quarter was 43 million reais, 11% above adjusted EBITDA for last year, and 45% above non-adjusted EBITDA. If we exclude Margaritaville, the EBITDA margin for the quarter would have been 10.7% above last year's. Now moving on to slide number 9, here we show the reconciliation of EBITDA and net income. As in the last press release, we're showing our cash earnings, calculated as a net income plus the amortizations of intangibles booked from acquisitions which have no cash impact. In the first quarter of this year, we recorded a net income of R$500,000 compared to a net loss of R$8 million last year. And our cash earnings for the quarter were R$5.6 million versus a loss of R$2.8 million in the first quarter of 2014. On slide number 10, we review our operating cash flow for the period. We had a 53% increase in the operating cash flow this quarter, with the main drivers being a 46% increase in EBITDA and the reduction of almost R$5 million in taxes paid. We also saw a significant increase in the interest paid as a result of the debt incurred in the Margaritaville transaction and the increase of interest rates in Brazil. If we look at operating cash flow before interest, the increase over first quarter 2014 was 63%, reaching an EBITDA to cash flow conversion of 85% compared to 76% last year. On slide 11, we show the rest of the cash flow. Our net cash flow for the period was negative R$1 million, as we reduced CapEx and prioritized debt repayment. CapEx for the period was R$16 million, almost 50% lower than last year, in line with our new strategy. It is worth mentioning that this number includes almost R$4 million paid in deferred key money to airports in Brazil. In the quarter, we also paid R$13 million in seller financing. If we add the R$3 million in net debt bank payments, we paid down a total of R$16 million this quarter, or almost R$20 million if we include key money payments. On page number 12, we show the breakdown of outstanding debt and interest payment by currency. Net debt for the period totaled R$676 million. This is including bank debt, seller finance, and key money regarding the new Brazilian airport unit. And net debt to EBITDA totaled 4 times EBITDA for the last 12 months. It's worth mentioning, too, that in the quarter, we had an almost R$80 million increase in debt as a result of the devaluation of the real against the U.S. dollar and the Mexican peso. It is also worth pointing out that the debts in each currency, in each country, are in local currency. Therefore, in Brazil, we only have debt in reais. In Mexico, we only have debt in Mexican pesos. And in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, we only have debt in U.S. dollars. The graph to the left shows that 35% of our debt is in reais, 58% in dollars, and 9% in other currencies. The cost of debt in dollars is significantly lower than in reais. Therefore, the currency distribution of our outstanding debt is very different than the currency distribution of our interest expense, the latter being more aligned with the revenues by currency as shown on page 5. As mentioned before, our focus this year is generating cash flow to pay down debt. And with the current high interest rate environment in Brazil, we will prioritize local deleveraging. We will now begin the Q&A session, which we will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then 2. Our first question is from Joaquin Ley from Utto. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Javier, Jose. Thank you for the call and taking my question. Actually, I have 3 questions. First, if you mentioned regarding rental expenses that you are trying to renegotiate some terms with Brazilian Guarulhos airports, but if you could elaborate a bit more on that, what we could expect on that regard, I would appreciate it. Particularly, I understand that you have a number of stores at Guarulhos that are underperforming because of much lower sales and, the rents eating pretty much all of the profitability. So I'd like to know if there's any chances to see these stores being shut down. Second question regards to same-store sales in the toll road business, which seems a bit low in the first quarter. If you could please break down traffic and ticket there. Finally, third question, what's your outlook for labor cost, particularly in Brazil? We still have a high inflation there, but apparently I would assume that we have a less tight labor market. Thank you.
Hi, Joaquin. Good morning. Let me start with the airport negotiations that you mentioned. We have proposed formally to Guarulhos an idea of a mix of lowering rent in some terminals, specifically Terminal 3 and Terminal 1. And then we also made a proposal regarding that if this negotiation doesn't take place, we will be closing down some locations. The outcome from them was they don't want any restaurants closed, and they are willing to lower the rent in the airport as a global, Terminal 1, 2, and 3, and evaluate a couple of good locations that they don't have open now, where they will be giving those either at the same rent that we are paying today, or either at a lower rate that we've been paying in some other locations. So they have the proposal. They said they were going to get back to us in the next 15 days. So I'm hoping, my feeling in Guarulhos is that we should conclude the process in the next 30 days, and we should have some positive feedback regarding the existing rent that we are paying. Also keep in mind that some of the branded locations that we have take longer in the case of training and food, so they take longer in order to reach the levels of EBITDA that we have projected. The good thing is that even though Terminal 3 is not performing as well, Terminal 1 is on target, so I think our main focus will be to renegotiate Terminal 3 to get additional locations in the airside in Terminal 3 at the same rent, and also to look at how Terminal 2 is going to look like with the Red Lobster that we have operating, and maybe have a couple of locations in the airside at the same rent that we are paying. That would be for Guarulhos. In the case of Brasilia, it's more of all the changes that they are making with the existing traffic flow. If you remember, Brasilia has a big location downstairs that is a big Viena del Lee. So that traffic flow that was existing before is not there anymore. So what we're negotiating with them is to relocate some of the old units that we have to the new traffic flow, and to evaluate a process on those locations who have a lower rent. I think they agreed on looking at the process as well. And even though we have not finished the full proposal for them, and that's going to go out to them in the next 10 days, at Guarulhos, they have already the final proposal from us. Brasilia will have it in the next 10 days. The feedback that I got from them is that they are willing to do something, especially now that it's on ramp-up period and they're changing the traffic flows on that particular airport. Then you also mentioned how the roads, if I'm not mistaken, was a ticket average also, and how the roads was performing. The feedback that we have, and we looked at the traffic flow of the roads, especially in a couple of the roads, was negative compared to the previous years. We can pass you along if you want the details of how much the traffic flow was negative. Last time I saw it, and Jose can give you the details, was close to 3 to 4%, depending on the highway.
So again, there on your question on tickets and average ticket, we're seeing we're down a number of tickets close to 7%, compensated by a very good job on average ticket, which is up around 9%. But another thing that we're seeing is not only less vehicles in the highways, we're seeing less people going into the stores from the gas station. So the vehicles on the road have to stop for gas, but we're seeing less people, there's less confidence in the consumer, leading to less purchases in the restaurants.
And also on the labor, and I think that was your last question, I agree with you on your perception. One of the things that I was very happy to see on first quarter on our numbers on the financial committee, for the first time, we have a flat turnover in Brazil. And, you know, we've been having a lot of turnover in the previous years. So I think that's going to help the labor cost globally in Brazil. And also the economic situation in Brazil is lowering down for people to move from jobs to other jobs. So I'm feeling more confident this year with labor costs than in the past years.
But you still think that, we should see, I mean, for the next three quarters, we should still see labor costs increasing as a proportion of revenues, right?
Yeah, well, what you see there, you have a negative effect as well from Margaritaville, because keep in mind that, you know, the seasonality, when you put it all together, the seasonality of Margaritaville, especially in the fourth and the first quarter, are not the best. You see, you start seeing the results in the second and third quarter. But I think the good thing, I don't foresee a negative impact on the labor compared to the previous year as percentage of the sales. And that has to do a lot with the lowering the turnover. And this is the first time that we've seen in the last 2 years a flat turnover from, you know, we came from 50-60% turnover by quarter. So I'm thinking also the negotiations with the unions are already made. So we don't foresee a big inflationary additional cost that we didn't have already approved in our budget for this year.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question is Mark Johnson, BCIMC. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much for the call this morning. Just wondering if you could comment on the covenants around your various debt maturities, and particularly are any of the covenants tied to you know, the specific regions, the regional performances? Are you being impacted by the depreciating real in terms of your leverage covenants?
Hi, Mark. In terms of covenants, so we have debt in Puerto Rico, in the U.S., in Mexico, and in Brazil. In Brazil, they're tied to the local operations. In Mexico, it's tied to the local operations. In Puerto Rico, it's tied to the local operations, and the only one that's calculated on a global basis is the bank loan that we have for the Margaritaville acquisition. And for that one, we're within covenant. We're in covenant compliance, all of them. Does that answer your question?
It does. Are you able to comment a little more on the headroom that you have?
It varies a lot by debt. Let's see, in Brazil, we have two big instruments, and one we have a lot of headroom, so, and the one in Mexico as well. And the other one in Brazil, we're in a comfortable position. The one in Puerto Rico and in the U.S., we have room. We shouldn't have issues this year or going forward, for that matter.
Great, thank you.
Our next question is Gabriella Benjamin, NFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, yes, thank you. I'm wondering what's the reasoning behind reporting Guarulhos as a single store, and if you take out the new effect of the opening stores, how that impacts same-store sales in airports, if you didn't consider Guarulhos new stores.
So basically, the rationale for considering Guarulhos was there was a lot, not only a new terminal opening and all the new stores opening, but there was a lot of change in the passenger flow. So some airlines were relocated to their terminal. So it was very hard to compare with the performance of that business unit as a whole. That's why we started considering as one unit as opposed to store by store. If you just exclude Guarulhos as a whole, your same-store sales is 13.7 for the airport segment as a whole.
Thank you.
Welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one. Our next question is Eric Anderson, Armada Cap. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for the call. I was wondering if you could just discuss any opportunities that you may have currently to speed up the pace of deleveraging. whether that is an opportunity to sell some units in different countries or perhaps sell some valuable locations that are underperforming, or any other means that you might have to deleverage the balance sheet a little bit quicker than just through operating cash flow.
Hi, Eric, this is Javier. We are pretty much focusing on that. There's some news that came out in Mexico and other places that, you know, we are in some processes going on with deleveraging. We are pretty much involved right now in 2-3 processes of, like you mentioned, locations that either are non-performance or locations that are not so much our core business. We are evaluating all of them, and myself and Jose are fully we're spending a lot of our time into that process, evaluating what generates more cash in order to lower our debt. And, you know, we're hoping this year we should get something coming in the future quarters.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavilán for his final remarks.
Thank you very much. I would just like to reiterate our enthusiasm for the project, and I want to also thank all the hard work that is being done in Brazil through our team members, and hopefully we should continue to work on getting more results in the following quarters, finish our negotiations with the two airports in Brazil, and continuing on generating cash flow. Thank you very much and good day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may disconnect and have a good day.